You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In the Bay Area's independent clothing market, it's not uncommon for the worlds of fashion and art to intersect. Local brands like Upper Playground, Oaklandish, and True have all gone on to build national customer followings, with many of the graphics on the clothes being designed by local graffiti and street artists. One of those artists who's made the transition from the spray can to garments is San Francisco's Nathan Tan. He got into the local graffiti scene back in the 80s, and after starting out of his Sunset District garage, today clothes from Nate's company New School can be found in boutiques across the city and even as far as Japan and Ireland. He stopped by KALW to share his story.
1987 is like so many years ago, and for the West Coast history with graffiti, those are like the early dinosaur years where it just, East Coast hip hop just touched down here in the Bay Area. And with the commercialism of hip hop, we were able to see the blueprint that New York created and give it our own West Coast twist. I started writing in a crew called the Masterpiece Creators. And it was a Chicago-based crew that was given to us by originators from Chicago, namely Orko from the Feds crew. So we felt really lucky to be able to continue that legacy. So it was Omen 2 and I, mainly, who ran the crew from 1987 till the present. I was putting a lot of time into it right off the bat. I mean, I started dabbling with it before 87, but 87 was the year that I quote to people, because that's the year I actually started applying spray paint to the wall in an artistic way. So after 87, it was pretty much over. It's everything I spent my time doing. Everything else was secondary, you know, including my homework and chores. And I just wanted to practice and get better and better, because San Francisco had so many amazing, talented, teenage, young kids that were involved in this. And just being accepted into that culture, I knew I had to represent, and I wanted to be good. And my mentor as well, Omen 2, had already been writing for like 3 or 4 years. So I'm like running with a legend. To me, a smart person looks at history and uses it to lead their own life. So by 1987, so much of the blueprint for hip hop as a business, as a career path even, had already been done in New York by all the amazing pioneers like FaZe and Scene and Doz and etc. So not that I got into graffiti or hip-hop as a means to have a career, but because I'm passionate about what I do, I knew once it became more than just a hobby, like how to utilize it in my life. Although years and years later, I actually worked in the corporate fashion industry in the Bay Area as a designer, as a graphic designer. But years before that, in the early 90s, Omen and I actually opened an airbrush shop not too far from here on 3rd Street. And it was one of the first airbrush stores where you can go and get an airbrush jacket or overalls at the time, you know, were popular. So I always tell people that that was my start actually getting into fashion, was airbrushing clothes. I worked in the fashion design industry until 2003. And in 2003, my wife was pregnant with our first child, Sean, and we had him, or my wife had him at the hospital. That day when we came home with him, the phone rang, and I saw on the caller ID it was my corporate job calling me, and I thought, man, they're on it. They're calling me as like within an hour of getting home from the hospital. I thought, this pretty nice. And I pick it up. 30 seconds later, I found out I got canned. They laid off my whole department, and I lost my job. So at that time, just bought a house. I just bought a new car, which I'm still driving today. And I was devastated. The whole entrepreneurial spirit in my family, and it was forced upon me. I always freelanced a little bit and, you know, was doing things like that, but I never said, hey, go and make a living hustling, really. So it forced me out there, and that was what made me start freelancing, which made me start Nate One Design graphics, logo company. And I was able to make ends meet while starting New School. Eventually, I wanted to use my children's industry experience. I designed for some children's companies. So I said, okay, that's one thing that differentiates my design experience. So I remember talking to my wife, and we're trying to come up with a name, and she was like, well, what's the name for the next generation? And a couple of whack ideas, and then finally I said, New School. And she was like, that's it. And I was like, better listen to her more, you know? And so, of course, I spelled it in a hip-hop fashion by spelling it S-K-O-O-L, and that was it. What hip-hop, of course, including graffiti, writing, culture, taught me was to be self-sufficient, make do with what you have. Don't go outside of that box if it's not necessary. You have everything you need already. We're really lucky here in the Bay Area that small businesses, almost no matter what you're doing, there's a market, or there's an audience, or there's a customer out there that if you really focus and hone in what you're doing, you can make a living, or you can have a great side hustle. Real like inner turmoil is like when you're an artist and you're making your artwork commercial or commercially accessible. That's the hardest thing. People always talk about keeping it real or being true to your stuff, and that's the really tough one, you know, to know how to do that but still have integrity. And if you have integrity with your work and you can make a living from it, that is a blessing.
That was San Francisco artist and clothing designer Nathan Tan. We have more about him at klw.org. That piece was produced by Bo Walsh. And don't forget, subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast. Listen to all our stories anytime, whenever you want, wherever you want. Go to klw.org and click Cross Currents.